Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. If yesterday was a national holiday dedicated to turkey, the symbol today should be a credit card. Amid all those shoppers, though, crowding into stores, a few people are saying enough. Marketplace's Steve Tripoli is not out shopping. He's actually here to talk about shopping. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Madeline.
Okay, so Black Friday, I keep seeing on the TV images, hordes of people rushing into stores. So it appears that the retailing arms race continues.
Oh, no doubt about it, Madeline. And Walmart, of all retailers, seems to be the laggard here. Why, their stores only opened at 5 a.m. today. Not to be outdone, JCPenney and Kohl's were open at 4 a.m., and some malls opened at midnight and had half-hour lines outside the parking lots. That was in Chicago. But wait, CompUSA and FAO Schwarz were actually open yesterday on Thanksgiving, so who needs all that turkey and family schmaltz?
You could actually have Thanksgiving at the mall next year, maybe. So I imagine all the critics are squawking about how we've become too materialistic.
Right. Their main arguments are that there are far better things to do with holidays than shopping and buying, and that these shopathons aren't good for the environment or our families anyway.
I wonder if anyone's really figured out how many Christmas gifts are actually used, or how many have just sat around in closets unused and wasted, and it's just been a big waste of money.
You've seen my tie collection, haven't you?
Yeah.
You know, there's no exact answer, but there's lots of circumstantial evidence. For instance, today's often the biggest shopping day, but the days after Christmas are huge on eBay, where people are out selling all those things they got but don't want. And, you know, I also Googled the phrase unused Christmas gifts this morning, and in 9/100ths of a second, 214 entries came back. And these sites either collect unused gifts or advise people on how to sell them or give them away. And I'm sure those sites don't exist in a vacuum.
So what do all the critics say we should be doing instead of shopping at the mall?
Well, two words, simplify and reprioritize. Lisa Wise at the Center for a New American Dream is a holiday materialism critic, and here are some of her suggestions.
You can actually set up exchange rules with your friends that you're going to exchange one gift, but it's going to be an eco-friendly gift and something you know that person really, really wants. You can sit down with your kids and say, instead of giving each other gifts, we're going to give our community a gift, and what would we like that to be as a family?
You know, another of her suggestions is gift of time certificates. You give someone a promise of your time for any help they want or need, and that's not a bad idea in time-stressed America.
And who else is out there talking about this?
Well, Adbusters magazine is probably the best known. For some time, they've been pushing the day after Thanksgiving as Buy Nothing Day. In Europe, there's a similar effort. The Dalio Family Foundation is urging people in full-page newspaper ads to give charitable donations as gifts and to the recipient's favorite charity, and to ask for the same thing in return. And one last item might be pertinent here. Food banks nationwide are facing shortages and rising demand, so maybe there's an alternative giving idea in there somewhere.
Well, thank you, Steve. Steve Tripoli of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace, not out shopping today. And Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.